Hello Sendai! 外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを書いて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラーと
ニュージーランド出身のペイジです。
今月のテーマは春旅行の思い出です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
And my name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
This month's topic is memories of spring vacations.So, and I'm sure many of you listening today have noticed, but the chilly weather persists even during the day throughout this month of March in Sendai. During this time of year, you'll find yourself thinking every day about the coming springtime and when things will warm up a little bit, making it easier to go out and have a little bit of fun outside. So our topic today is of course about hanami or cherry blossom viewing and other spring vacations.So you really can't talk about Japan without mentioning these wonderful cherry blossoms. The Japanese have been enjoying these beauties of nature for over 1,000 years and will certainly be doing so far into the future as well. It might be a little difficult to sit down, throw down a blanket with friends and have a hanami picnic thanks to COVID-19, but hopefully things will calm down enough around the beginning of April to give everyone a chance to go out and have some fun.So, Paige, first off, I would like to talk a little bit about the hanami and cherry blossom viewing. So, have you ever gone to see these cherry blossoms in Japan before?
No, I've been not quite all over Japan, but I've seen cherry blossoms in Hiroshima, in Osaka, Yamagata, Fukushima. Hanami-yama in Fukushima is really, really pretty. So. And, of course, in Sendai, because I've been living here for quite some time.
Yes, luckily you don't have to travel very far and name places in Japan in order to find a wonderful cherry blossom spot. Even right next door to my where I live is Tsuchizukaoka Park, which is a pretty famous place even within Sendai City. So I'm always go there and I also go to some places nearby as well. So do you actually have a favorite spot in Sendai or some other places in Japan that you've been to before?
It's hard to say a favorite because they're all pretty beautiful. Maybe Hitome Senbon Zakura. In Ogawara, there's Hitome Senbon Zakura, which is really, really beautiful. I think the background of just the river and the trains, and then there's also like a couple of mountains, and sometimes you can still see the Zao mountain ranges with a little bit of snow. So the contrast of the kind ofreally soft pinks and the bluey mountains with the snow caps is really beautiful.
I agree, I was actually going to say the exact same thing. They also have some wonderful statues of Takanon, I think it might be, up on some of the hills around there.
Oh yeah, there's a train that goes sort of up the hill, right? There's
like a cable car, I guess, is maybe a good one.And during that time, you can also see some different festivals and food stalls that they might have around there. I know when I went about a little over 2 years ago, I guess just before COVID-19, we got very lucky and they had all these food stalls. You could get beer, you could get all these okonomiyaki, that's the traditional Japanese treats, sit down on the bank of the river and just enjoy the view. And like you said, it really does have a nice contrast with those mountains in the background.If everybody has a chance in the future, go ahead and check out Hitome Senbon Zakura. You can actually hop on the train right at the Sendai Station and travel south for about just like 30-40 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty close by.
To get to Ogawara. And yeah, so it's a great place. So Paige, to you, what is the best thing about going out and viewing cherry blossoms?
I think it's getting to spend time with other people in nature, maybe. And just sort of having a carefree moment to just sort of relax and enjoy the change of the seasons and welcome in the warm weather. Because as we all know, this year in particular has been quite cold. a lot of snow, so definitely seeing the flowers is quite invigorating in a way. Kind of, it really does kind of mark the start of summer and, you know, warm weather.
Yeah, kind of getting out of your cave, I guess, you've kind of been slumbering in for the entirety of winter. And going out and seeing the white snowscapes and a little bit of dusting here and there really does change things. But after about 3 or 4 months of that, you certainly do start to feel, you know what, I want to go outside and just have a nice picnic, have a little drink with people. You know, personally, I like Japanese sake and honshu quite a bit. And going out, well, with my friends, sitting down on a mat and drinking and eating, it is really fun because everybody always brings their favorite foods and their snacks and their own favorite drinks. And it really is nice. It's a nice time to meet people, to make new friends, take wonderful pictures. But like you said, hopefully it's not too cold this year. So we'll see how that goes. So in New Zealand, Paige, is there anything similar to this hanami or cherry blossom viewing that we have here in Japan?
I think because of the influence of Japan in New Zealand, there's quite a lot of cherry trees where I'm from. It's also known as the Garden City, so there's lots of really beautiful parks and gardens around the city. And there's also a couple, because Christchurch has a relationship with Kurashiki down in Okayama. So we actually have like a park dedicated to them. It's a cherry blossom park. So I think cherry blossom viewing is kind of gaining popularity in New Zealand. People sort of gear up towards spring. The seasons are obviously opposite, so now they're heading into autumn. But yeah, I think also daffodils. Daffodils are a really big symbol of spring for us.
Yeah, I would say in the few places in America that have had exchanges of these cherry blossom trees with Japan, notably, I believe Washington, D.C. has some pretty large areas that have cherry blossoms that were donated, I believe, after the war. And I know that's a popular place for people to go view the cherry blossoms. I think in New York might have a few areas as well. Unfortunately, Florida doesn't really have very nice seasons. Where I grew up, it's always kind of just a nasty heat wave about all the time, like it's almost summer all the time. So we don't really have huge changes in the seasons where you can go out and enjoy it. But the good thing about that is that you can go out pretty much whenever you want and have a picnic, even if it's in the middle of December. But we at least get to enjoy the weather in that way. Well, speaking of going outside and enjoying the nature and cherry blossoms, there's also many other enjoyable things that you can do outside. So with spring coming in like a lion, we finally see this long tohoku winter come to a close, so we can finally go out and get active. But thanks to this warmer weather and the fresh greenery all around, everybody has started to get their spirits lifted. Paige, have you ever been on a spring trip in Japan before?
Yes, many times. I think it's one of the sort of joys of spring is traveling. So last year I got two rounds of spring. So I had, because in Kansai it's a little bit earlier. So I was able to see the cherry blossoms down in Osaka and went to like Osaka-jo and enjoyed all of the cherry blossoms around there. And then I also went in Golden Week to Yamagata around the Mogami area, and it's particularly beautiful around there. And the cherry blossoms, because it's so much colder up north, they bloom a little bit later, so it's definitely a good way to make the most out of the spring season.
It's nice. I mean, Japan to me at least feels like kind of a tiny country. It's really only the thing about the size of California, I believe. But there is a very large difference in the climate in the north and the south regions, and how cold it gets and what time it actually becomes spring. So you can kind of cheat, like you said, and get a little double dipping in there in order to view not only just cherry blossoms, but this is also a good thing to do during autumn as well, in order to see the colors at different times. So in New Zealand, Paige, I would like to hear about what kind of spring trips you guys normally do there. Is there anything special in particular that you might do during spring?
I guess people probably start to have more flowers. There's always daffodils for a sale, so maybe people will have like a lot more daffodils in their gardens and in like their homes, just as like a marker of spring. But we don't really celebrate, well, my family in particular don't really celebrate spring in the same way culturally that it is celebrated in Japan.
It is certainly nice. So I imagine if you would have your own garden, for instance, my mother was very much into gardening and taking care of the yard and making sure the house looked always very nice. And like you said, as these different sorts of plants and the trees and the flowers bloom, she would always like to pick it up and decorate and just have some flowers on the table or something. Just, you know, just a little something to spruce things up, just make things a little bit nicer. And of course, in America, we have the spring break for college students. So it's kind of just a party hard for about an entire week. A lot of times people will, if they live in the northern states where it's still kind of cold, they'll come down where I lived in Florida, Texas, Mexico, Puerto Rico, all these sorts of places that are popular tourist destinations during spring break, and just have a great time right before the end of the year. Well, I guess the end of the school year in America would be wrapping up. I wouldn't say it's quite as an elegant sort of way to spend spring as Hanami is here in Japan, but Americans do like to do things a little bit different than everyone else. So I guess lastly, the last question I have on the list here is, Paige, do you have any plans for this spring in particular? Anything we'd like to do?
I'd like to go to Kyoto, maybe. I'm planning, fingers crossed, wood, touch wood, nothing happens. And hopefully corona cases go down by then, but I'm hoping that I'll get to go down to Kansai. There's a couple of places that I have on my want to go list, so I want to just sit under a tree, maybe read a book, enjoy some warm weather, and some flowers, maybe.
Sounds excellent. Lastly, we have an announcement from Zentia. Classes for the Sendai Japanese Language course will begin on Tuesday, April 12th, and last until September 9th. The placement test for classes will be on Friday, April 8th. The test for beginners will take place at 10 o'clock a.m., and the test for intermediate and advanced students will be at 11:30 a.m. The classes and placement tests will both be held at the Aobaku Chuo Shimin Center. Classes themselves are free to attend, but you will have to buy your own textbooks. Please see Sentia's website and blog for details about the Sendai Japanese Language course. That's all we have for you on this month's episode of Hello Sendai. We will have to catch you again next time. So hopefully we'll be enjoying nice, wonderful, warm weather at that point. See ya. Bye-bye.